Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Then freshly laid this morning.
Oh, don't they look beautiful, fellow?
Yeah, thanks, Neil.
Oh. Ah, well, nice eggs are heart of a good breakfast. I only hope I can keep up with demand.
Yeah, well, you better warn them ends, because we aim to be busy this week. Have you got time for a cup of Neil?
No, not really. I'll be back, though, when I've seen to the wieners.
Hey, good man. It's a brilliant farmhouse breakfast. Come in every day if you want.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Did Tom drop off the sausages yet, Mum?
Yeah, he did. Dead early and all.
Oh, everything's ready. He and Brenda are coming in. Oh, great.
She had a lovely birthday party on Friday, he said. Vicky really come up drums.
Oh. Well, Mike told me she'd put a lot of effort into it. He was dead chuffed. Reading between the lines, I think it's helped Brenda turn a corner with Vicky.
Well, it can be tricky being a stepmum. Mm.
Well, I'd best be off anyway. I'll see you both later.
Oh, cheers, Neil.
Me and Kenton will do you the best breakfast you've ever had.
I'll tell Susan you said that.
Oh, it's all coming together.
Yeah? Oh, Amy Frank's plans to come one morning after work. She's on nights this week at the hospital.
Oh, good. We don't often see her in here.
And Harry's going to try and come in twice.
Oh, bless him.
He's getting in a stew about cooking Jazz's Burns night supper on Tuesday.
Well, that's a big task he set himself there.
At what time's Kenton coming?
I don't know, but I'm sure he'll be here in good time. Well, I best get my slap on, hadn't I?
I hope David has some success with the schools tomorrow. It's been playing on my mind all weekend.
Yeah, well, try not to worry, eh?
It'd be so wonderful if they could delay the entrance exams.
Well, I'm sure they will, in the circumstances.
Well, I'd just be happy once I know, and so will the children.
Mm. You're still bringing them to the Bull this morning, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
I thought we'd come early in case it gets busy.
Mm. Okay.
Got to face the village sooner or later.
Well, you did that at the funeral, Elizabeth.
Yes, but there are rituals to hide behind at a funeral. But why are you eating the children's cereal anyway?
Oh, got to keep my strength up.
Aren't you having breakfast at the Bull?
I'll play it by ear. Might not have time. And, you know, I'm not sure that I can scoff my way through Jolene's profits anyway.
Oh.
Hmm. Do you good to have a decent breakfast, you know?
We'll see.
In fact, you should come tomorrow as well.
No, I'm starting back full-time in the office tomorrow.
Elizabeth...
There are things only I can deal with, Kenton.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're ready.
I can't put it off any longer.
Well, you could, you know. I mean, we're all here to support you for as long as you need.
Please, don't try and change my mind.
Hmm. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I rang Jennifer last night to ask her to bring Rory to the Bull this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it'd be nice for Lily and Freddie to see a friendly face.
That was kind.
Mm. So, what's happening is Ian's bringing him.
Right.
Mm. Brian still wants to be on hand in case Brookfield needs him. And Jennifer's taking Phoebe to the airport to pick up Kate this morning.
Oh, of course. Mm. She'll be starting her new term. Rory will always be a special little boy to me. There was a moment Nigel and I talked about adopting him.
Well, really?
Yeah, at least with Siobhan I had time to get used to the idea she was dying. It was awful, but... Well, we were all prepared for it, you know? I remember Brian and me taking it in turns, sitting with her. Oh, Freddie.
Hey.
Hey.
Look, I better shoot off.
Yeah, all right.
I hope you're hungry, Freddie, because I'm in charge of the frying pan this morning. I'll see you later, mate. Oh, don't worry, eh? It'll all be fine.
Bye. Hey, do you sleep all right, Freddie?
Not really.
Oh, come here. Hmm? Not to worry, darling. We'll sort it out.
These eggs look just about ready.
OK, one next.
Well, we need two sausages out the oven, please, Kenton. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, it's good we pre-cooked a batch of them.
Yeah, that's what Frank does. Mind yourself.
Yeah, all right.
Right, where's the tongs?
All by the butter, I think.
Oh, thanks.
Done. Two eggs over easy.
Yeah, and two bangers On the plate, voila.
Hey, they look good.
Yeah, I know, it's cruelty.
Yeah, isn't it? So I hope we'll be sick of the sight of them by 11 o'clock.
Oh, we'll be busy, don't you worry. Word's got around. Yeah. Now, just put these back in the oven.
Okay.
There we go.
And I'll just slide these eggs onto the plate.
Oh, perfect.
Fallon!
Oh, right here, man.
First plate to go, love. One big bonanza.
Righto. Oh, this looks fab.
Yeah, we're on a roll, your mum and me.
Yeah, oh, and tell Neville we grilled his bacon in case he asks.
Okay.
Yeah, he's meant to be watching his weight. He told me after the darts last night.
Oh, that's a joke. Fallon, tell him we grilled his fried bread as well.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You're nuts, Kenton. Now, look, check the toaster.
Yeah, nearly there. Yeah. There's nothing worse than cold toast.
No, I don't mind it cold. I can't stand it burned.
Oh, no, I like it burned.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, Neil. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just taking this to Mr. Booth.
Oh, there's no hurry, Fallon. I'm looking at the menu.
Oh, OK.
In we come. Shut the door, Lily.
Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, Neil. Say hello to Neil, children.
Hello.
Hello.
All right? It's nice to come in the warm, isn't it?
Yes.
Fallon will be back soon. There's breakfast menus here on the bar, though.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Neil.
And one for Freddie. And one for Lily. There.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh, plenty to choose from, isn't there?
Yeah, I know. And look at some of the names. Sailors, scrambled eggs.
Oh, that's a Kenton speciality.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think I'll go for the belly buster, me.
Oh, that looks far too much food for me.
Oh, Elizabeth, I'm glad you could make it.
Thank you, Fallon.
Excuse me for now. I'm just en route with Mr. Booth's toast.
All right.
I'll tell Mum and Kenton that you're here.
Oh, Neil.
Hmm?
I wanted to thank you for the idea of ringing tonight for Nigel.
Oh, yes.
It's a lovely thought.
Well, we miss him in the bell tower. He was always such good fun.
Yes.
I hope you'll be able to come over and hear some of it. 6 o'clock tonight before the service.
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Oh, God.
I'll probably just sit at the back of the church, though.
Oh, well, fair enough.
But I'll pop up and see you all afterwards, say thank you.
Oh, good. I know they'll all be pleased to see you.
Toast coming through.
Oh, have you made up your mind yet, children?
No.
Shula's especially pleased she can ring tonight.
Yes. Well, she couldn't ring at the funeral.
No.
All right, Elizabeth. Alan said you were in.
Hi, Jolene.
Look, I think I'll take a seat in the restaurant. It was nice to see you.
Oh, you too.
No, Freddie and Lily. What would you two say to a luxury hot chocolate with cream and marshmallows?
Oh, do you hear that?
Yes, please. Thank you.
See, I know how to win favours and influence people. And I'm under strict instructions from Uncle Kenton to make sure this penguin sits on your table.
Oh, Jolene.
Oh, we bought it at the Cash and Carry to have on the bar at Jack's over Christmas. Oh, daft. Then you know your brother.
Thank you. And thank you for the card and for coming to the funeral as well.
Well, I know how it feels.
Now,
why don't you find yourselves a table?
Yes, all right.
Can we bring the menus with us?
Oh, of course you can, my darling. Hey, and here's Fallon, look.
One bin lid for Mr. Button, right. And mushrooms on toast for Molly.
Okie doke. I'd best get back to the galley or Kent will think I'm slacking. Now you enjoy your breakfast. Mm-hmm.
Now, Elizabeth, would you like a pot of tea or coffee?
Coffee for me, Fallon, please. And the children...
Hot chocolate, yeah. I know all about it. It was me who bought the flakes and the marshmallows yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's comforting on a cold day.
Can we sit down now?
Of course, darling. Freddie, will you bring the penguin? Now, where would you like to sit?
Oh, Kenton, them poor kids. Mm. They don't know what's hit them.
No.
I can see myself in Elizabeth. Last year, well, that were me.
Yeah.
She's so brave.
That was okay, wasn't it, Lily?
Uncle Kenton's a wicked chef.
I know. It was nice Ian and Rory came to sit with us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't want to join Freddy and go to Home Farm with them? I'll drive you over if you like.
No, it's okay.
Ian said there were some darling baby lambs to see.
I'd rather be here.
All right.
Will we know about the exams tomorrow?
I hope so, Lily. Let's go in the house. Come on, it's cold.
Okay.
Try not to worry. Are you coming to the church this evening? Because if you don't want to, Lewis will be around at home.
I'll come if you want me to, Mummy.
Have this last sausage, Kenton. Looks a bit lonely, sat there all on its own.
Oh, okay then. Well, full marks to Frank, eh? After this morning, I will never nag him in the kitchen again.
We were going some there, weren't we?
Yeah, well, the place was packed. We were stocked.
Yeah, and I reckon we're going to get even quicker as the week goes on.
Well, now we're getting used to each other.
You know, I weren't sure if we were overpricing things.
No, come on. No? We were using the best produce. Yeah. And, you know, had the budget breakfast portions for the oldies.
Yeah, well, usually they have smaller appetites.
Well, except for Joe. Fallon said that he was shovelling everyone's leftovers onto his own plate.
Yeah, well, good luck to him. I can't stand waste, mate.
So, fancy another coffee?
No, we can't leave this lot for Frieda to clear up.
All right. Oh, come on in. I'll load the dishwasher while you go out for a fag.
You read my mind. Kenton?
Yeah?
It's felt great being busy. Thanks.
Yeah. Right. Are we all okay? Now, let's make this special for Nigel. Shula, you all right? Okay. Look to... Treble's going. Treble's gone.
Hear that, children?
Can I hold your hand?
Here, Lily.
Mummy?
Yes, Freddy.
I'd like to learn to ring the bells one day.
That's lovely. I think Daddy would have liked that.
Bye, love.
Morning, Clary.
Oh, hello. Sorry I couldn't bring the churns over this morning.
Good heavens, I wouldn't expect you to. I've been up for ages. We're bringing Henry home today.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah, they agreed yesterday.
What time?
Well, that's up to the hospital. Tony's taking Helen early and she'll ring and let us know when we can go and fetch him.
Oh, such a precious little cargo.
I know. Welcome back anyway, we've missed you.
Oh, and I've missed coming in.
But, I haven't changed your hours, you know. It's only 22.
I wanted to give the prep areas a deep clean before I get stuck in, not just a wipe down. You can't be too sure.
Oh, Vicky did that on Friday.
Well, like I said, you can't be too sure.
Oh, well, it's up to you.
Did you hear the quarter peal for Nigel last night?
Yes, I did.
I still can't believe it.
No one can.
That's my phone, sorry.
Will you start Vicky off this morning, Clary?
Vicky, is she coming into work?
I'm making cheese today.
Oh! Nicola, hello.
Hiya. Listen, do you want me to bring anything tonight? Are you okay, Clary?
Oh, thank you so much. Mrs. Pargeter will be very, very grateful. Yeah, thanks. All right, bye. Ah, Elizabeth.
Who was that?
Mrs. Spencer, the admissions officer for St. Margaret's.
Oh.
Good news. I've spoken to all three schools and they've all agreed to postpone the exams.
Oh, thank God. How long for?
Well, the Cathedral School put theirs back 5 weeks and St. Mag's and Felbersham boys have fallen in with them.
So that's...
It's roughly the end of February.
Oh, David.
And I've asked each of them to confirm by letter... Oh, and the Cathedral School suggested the heads meeting with the twins could be a couple of weeks before that, not this Thursday. Anyway, it'll all be in the letter.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I can't wait to see the look on their faces when they come in from school.
especially Freddie.
Well, I knew it had to be my first job of the day, for their sakes.
God bless you, David. I'm so grateful.
Well, they're not insensitive, these schools. It must happen on occasion. Now, I've switched on your computer, if you still want to start.
Yes, yes, I do. Got a business to run.
Well, sit down then.
Yeah, okay. Nigel and I always looked at their diary together on a Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
Before we cross-referenced with the computer.
Right, diary.
You always trusted things that were written down.
Yeah, I'm the same. What's the date?
Lost track.
Oh, yeah, 24th. Yeah, I'll scoot my chair over and then we can both see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yeah, the slimming franchiser in the conference room.
Oh, yes, there they are.
Nigel always said they were hypocrites.
Why?
Well, they always eat like horses. Croissants, biscuits, the lot.
Okay, and what's CASA here?
Oh, the Sweetie Club. The Confectioners and Sweet Sellers Association.
Oh, right.
They've been coming in January for their annual lunch for years. Their chairman's called Mr. Honeydale, would you believe? He's lovely. He always brings the children a bag of sweets each.
Right, so Wednesday, that looks quiet.
Oh.
What?
This amateur orchestra in the ballroom Thursday and Friday, they're new clients.
Are they?
Yeah, but there's no note to say if the caterers have been contacted about their dietary requirements. I'll have to check with them.
Well, I can do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm getting used to asking people what they eat. And there's a contact number, so that won't be a problem. I'll put that in my notebook.
It's critical to get the food right.
Yeah, I know.
It can make all the difference between an event failing or succeeding. And sometimes you just never hear back from people and you always wonder if it was the food.
Well, I'd be surprised. The caterers you use are really good.
Well, you can never be complacent in business, David.
Hey, I'll follow it up, Elizabeth. Oh, hang on. I think there was an email from Mr. Honeydale on Friday.
What did he want?
I think he'd heard.
Oh.
But he wasn't cancelling. He was just very sorry.
Turn over the page, please.
Into next week.
I just want to remind myself what's coming up.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
What?
Nigel's handwriting. On Tuesday.
Oh, so it is.
He still preferred using a fountain pen.
Elizabeth.
No, I'm fine. Please, I want to carry on.
I thought I heard the car.
Hi, Clary.
Oh, where is he then?
Well, give us a chance to get him out.
Careful, Dad.
No, it's okay, Helen. I don't want you straining yourself.
Everything go all right?
Fine. He's been brilliant in the car.
Oh, I've sent Vicky home.
Come on.
Oh, Jack. I thought she'd want to wait and see Henry.
No, she had to get off. And there was no mishaps in the dairy. I kept an eye on her.
Oh, right.
Let me have him now, Dad.
Right, here you are.
Oh, don't it take you back, Pat?
Yes.
Oh, look at that little face. Oh, hello, little Henry. Oh, Helen, he's beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you, Clary.
He's got a look of someone.
Me, I hope.
Well, he's got my sense of humour.
How can you tell?
Well, he must have. Coming into my family.
Oh, Tony. And he won't feel the cold bundled up in that suit.
Now, see, Henry? This is the yard. Well, I've got to introduce him to everything, haven't I? Oh. Come on, let me show you your first cow.
Gosh, so many kids needing a job.
Yeah.
It's either university students who want something over the summer, or local school leavers.
Right.
I'll go through these applications with Lorna and Eileen this afternoon.
Okay.
I hope they're all as keen and bright as Pip. It's her biology and business studies A2s this afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, back to back.
I meant to find her a good luck card. Mm. David, I worry you should be at the farm.
I'm not leaving you in the lurch.
Thank you.
Text of Mrs. Barrington Hughes.
And what does she want?
Oh, it's nothing for you to worry about.
This wedding needs to be perfect, David, to live up to Nigel's standards. He had such immaculate taste and there's so much to get right.
Don't worry, Elizabeth. I'm working my way through the checklist. Everything's in hand. Now, is there any chance of Eileen rustling us up a sandwich?
Oh, David, I'm so sorry. Look, it's 1:10. I still haven't really got an appetite.
There we are, Mia. Okay?
Yeah.
You colour that in. That's it. Oh, she was getting on my nerves all day.
I don't think I could work with her. I mean, she's great fun, Vicky, but even so...
She's got her feet well under the table at the dairy, Cher.
Oh, dear.
I never realised Pat was keeping her on.
Well, why is she?
Search me. My wrist's fine now.
What if she keeps her on permanent? Oh, no.
There'll be enough errors for us all. And this family's just getting back on its feet with Eddie's regular days at the market. Oh, that's lovely colouring, Mia.
Well, you'll just have to show her who's boss, won't you?
Yeah?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you're the senior employee, after all.
Oh, I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
Oh, I better check the oven. Oh, yeah, that's doing nicely. Roast chicken and veg.
Oh, great.
And Tony gave me this beautiful collie this morning. But my lot'll only eat it with a bit of cheese sauce to bring out the flavour. Is that all right with you?
Oh, yeah. My two love cheese, don't you, Mia?
Yeah.
Oh, smells lovely. Shall I stir the sauce for you?
No, you stay there with Mia. You want to lift a finger.
Are you sure?
The whole point of tonight's for me to pay you back for all the help you give me when my wrists were bad. Here, you have a little bit of cheese, Mia, before I tip it in. There. Well, Eddie will be back about 1:30 and then we can eat. Roasties should be ready by then.
Lovely.
Glad William's gone through for a catch-up with his grandad.
Yeah.
So who's looking after the kids next Tuesday?
Tuesday.
W.I.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. No, I've asked my mum.
I'm so glad you've joined, Nick. We need some young faces.
Oh, me too. I've made quite a few friends, actually.
Tell you the truth, I were in two minds whether to sign up for this outing, but then with you going, it makes all the difference. We'll have a great time.
Yeah, we will.
Here, let's open that white wine, shall we, before the men come in.
Now, there's a picture of contentment.
Me or him?
Both of you.
Oh, I've waited so long for this, Mum.
I know.
It's just wonderful being able to hold him all the time and watch him while he feeds.
I remember it well. Clary was a bit odd this morning.
Was she?
Very keen to please.
Well, she's probably just getting back in her stride.
I expect that's it, but...
What?
I don't think she told Vicky we were bringing Henry home.
Well, I was quite relieved, to be honest. What's for supper?
Tagliatelle. And before you worry, without garlic.
Oh, thanks.
I'm keeping it plain for Henry.
Oh, what a thoughtful granny you have, don't you, Henry?
Me, a granny. I can't get used to it. I'm making enough sauce to freeze some for when Cathy comes to eat with us on Thursday.
Have you warned Dad?
One supper a week will work out just fine. He can always go to the pub. It's her birthday on Sunday.
Hey, have you fixed up anything for Dad's 60th?
Oh, you're kidding, aren't you? Mid-February was around your due date, remember?
Yeah, but Henry's here now. What about a holiday? You both deserve one.
Oh, shh, here comes Dad.
Oh, here you all are. Do you mind if I come in, Helen?
Of course not, Dad. And that's the first and last time you're to ask, right?
Yeah. Yes, all right.
Come and sit down, Tony.
Right. I don't want you to feel you can't move freely around your own house. He's finished now, anyway.
He's settling in so well.
Well, I'll give him a chance. The test is to see how he sleeps tonight.
Look at that great big yawn.
I beg your pardon, young man.
I think it's time to settle him in his Moses basket, Helen.
Yeah?
Well, he's changed, clean, fed. The clue is in the yawn.
Right. OK, Henry. Yes, it's bedtime. Dad, would you mind bringing the basket over for me, please?
Yes, of course.
Well, I'd better go and turn off the sauce. I'll be right back.
Here you are.
C- Can you hold him while I sort myself out?
Yes, of course. I'd be honoured. Now, come on, Henry. Your first night under my roof. And let's hope it's a good one.
Hello, Mike. Mm-hmm. Saw you from the office window.
Oh, afternoon, David. Escaped, have you?
No. Oh, does it show?
Reg said you was in the office. Didn't have you down as the indoor type in spite of the weather.
No, but Elizabeth needs the help.
Ah, of course she does. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah. Didn't see you down for today.
No, well, I always tidy these laurels for Nigel this time of year.
Oh.
Didn't want to bother Elizabeth, so I thought, just get on with it.
Oh, right. Well, make sure you invoice us properly for your time.
Oh, okay. Oh, here's Emma.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Are you finished for today?
Yeah.
Oh. No peace for the wicked. Excuse me.
So, what do you reckon of this Burns night supper tonight, then?
Yeah, me and Ed are really looking forward to it.
Well, let's just pray things go smoothly between him and Vicky, eh?
Well, I think it'd be good for the two of them to socialise. You've got to build bridges when you live in the same place.
Well, I'll find out for you.
Ed's put that business with the veal cows well behind him.
Yeah, goodbye. I'll ring you back.
Well, here's open anyway.
Mrs. Barrington Hughes again.
Hmm? Oh, it's the bride's mum, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the staff are talking about it.
What's this?
I'm MC of a very important wedding here, and there's only a week to go now.
Ooh!
Yeah, the clock's well and truly ticking. Now, the specialist cake maker has offered her an upgrade on the size of the wedding cake, but she'll only take it if we've got a silver tray to fit it on. Nigel had promised her an antique one, and she'll only go for the upgrade if we can guarantee that the bigger one will be antique as well. I don't know where to start.
I think I'll stick to sweeping up.
Did you get the dimensions of the bigger cake?
Yes, 50 centimetres.
Oh.
Damn, my notebook's in the office.
Well, Eileen might be able to help you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Emma.
Well, if you ask me, you were meant to give that woman your private mobile number.
Well, I've no choice. Elizabeth's back full-time in the office this week. I need to firewall her against this wedding. It's too much for her.
Well, I don't blame Mrs. BH. She is the bride's mum. She's got to make sure the details are right.
Never realised there were so many details.
Well, it's not the main checklist that can throw you anyway. It's the unknowns.
What unknowns?
Oh, wow, if you knew that.
Like having umbrellas ready in case it's raining on the bride and groom when they arrive.
Yeah, and it's bound to rain.
Oh, don't say that.
And you'll need a sewing kit on hand.
Will I?
Well, ask Eileen. Do you know the colour of the bride's dress?
White?
The exact shade. It could be off-white, ivory, pearl, cream, meringue.
Oh, I bet you wish they was going to the registry office, eh, David?
Right, Harry. Why are you peeling the nips and tatties this early? It's only 4 o'clock, man.
Well, I've got a lot to do.
Hey, you look great in your kilt, Jazz.
I thought I'd get in the mood.
Oh, by the way, I downloaded some bagpipe music onto my MP3 so we can pipe in the haggis in style tonight.
Good. You're getting into the spirit here, then.
Henry only woke up a couple of times in the night, Ellen told me. And he went straight back down after his feed.
Which shirt am I wearing, love?
I ironed the green one. It'll be in there.
And
make sure your fingernails are clean.
Ah, yeah.
This is a new mascara I'm trying tonight. Oh, it's a shame Tom and Brenda had to cry off.
Well, could be an important new business contact for Tom, and this restaurant boss is only in Felbersham for tonight.
Me and Brenda are like that now since the party.
Oh, please, love. But hey, it's Roy's birthday next week and all.
That was bad planning.
Hey, behave. You asked me to pick up 2 ornamental bay trees he'd ordered while I was at the garden centre this afternoon.
Oh, well, maybe we'd better get a couple as well.
Oh, no, not for here. They're Grey Gables. They're giving the place a bit of a spruce-up.
I hope this isn't too dark with my eyes.
Tie or no tie?
Oh, there's a tartan one on your chair. It matches the shirt.
Oh.
I found it at a charity shop.
Huh. Well, it's in keeping with Burns night, I suppose. Kate's kept well out of Roy and Ailey's way this week.
So far. Oh, she came back laden with presents for Phoebe, didn't she?
Well, that's guilt, isn't it? Vicky, love. Tonight, with Ed being there...
Oh, water under the bridge.
Ah.
I hope Jazza appreciates the tin of luxury shortbread I bought him from Underwoods.
come on now, cut out the drama. Just want to sort out your hoof. Oh! Now what? Hello, Mrs. Barrington Hughes. Hi. The tray? Oh, no, no, no. No, haven't forgotten about the tray. No, you'll hear from me as soon as I've sorted it out, I promise. Okay, bye. Oh, blast!
A wee malt for Ed. My man.
Thanks, Jess.
It was thoughtful of Harry to buy the elderflower for me.
Oh, well. He thinks like a girly.
Oh, I'm glad of it too. I'm the designated driver tonight. I've got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, me and all. We can't stay late.
Well, we've all got an early start then.
No, me. I'm off tomorrow, so I can have a lie-in. Cheers.
Shouldn't we be toasting Robbie Burns?
Aye, go on then. The man to man, the world order, shall brothers be for athit. Go.
Oh.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To Robbie.
Mm. 13 Burns, you know.
God, never.
Aye.
Randy.
Wait. How are you getting on at the dairy, Vicky?
Well, I've enjoyed learning a new skill. Mind you, I like working with Clary, but it's hard to get a word in edgeways sometimes.
That's my mum, Vicky.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, now a respetter. She cooked a lovely meal for Nick, Will and the children last night.
Did she?
Yeah, as a thank you for all Nick's help, especially over Christmas. And the two of them are going on this WI trip next week to an artisan baker's. Oh, she was full of it.
Oh, I see. Very cosy.
How've the herd been milking, Ed?
Fine. Vicky, love, why don't you see if Harry needs a hand in the kitchen?
Oh, yes, OK.
Yeah.
You're starving in here, Harry. I'll open a shortbread, eh?
I fancy one and all, Jazzer.
Oh, yes, it's nice, that shortbread.
Ah, Vicky.
Well, 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 look at all this.
Yep, I'm just putting the veg round the haggis.
Oh, I can't see Mike pulling this off. It looks beautiful, Aaron.
Oh, well, I'm fine if I'm following a recipe.
Oh, me too. I misjudged you.
Oh, yeah, how?
Well, when Mike first took you on for the new round, I didn't take to you. Thought you were a bit of a know-all.
Oh. There, done.
Oh, but now, I could just adopt you.
Oh, that's an interesting proposition. Could you go through and ask Jazz to put the music on, please? It's time to pipe in the haggis.
Oh, how exciting.
I mean, how many of them shortbread are you planning on eating, Em?
I've only had one.
Yeah, the rest.
Jazz, music, ooh. Come on.
Aye, okay.
Well, something smells good.
Oh, you should see what he's done in there, Mike. It's a teeny little kitchen as well.
Oh, I'm starving.
Here we go.
Whoa!
Come on, Harry!
The entrance of the haggis!
Oh, yes.
It's just how it's meant to look.
Oh, well done, mate.
Yeah!
Oh. Excuse me, I just need the bathroom.
You are, Em?
Yeah, I'm okay.
There. No, I'm sorry, it's only knees to eat on.
Oh, don't worry.
I wish we had a decent table. Now, how to serve it?
Wait, I'll just address the haggis. And I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands o' life shall run. So fare thee weel, my only love, fare thee weel a while, and I will come again, my dear, though 'twere 10,000 miles.
That was beautiful, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, my mascara.
Need another wee dram after that.
Well, that's a very good note to end on. We best be on our way, love.
Are you sure?
Oh, he's got his round in the morning. He's up with the laugh.
Yeah, me too. It's a pity, isn't it?
Well, that was very nice, Harry. Thank you.
Oh, you'll make some woman a wonderful husband one day.
Oh, it wasn't that good.
Sorry about the spot of gravy on the sofa.
He's not very good on his lap.
Love. Jazzer, well, seen a new side of you tonight. Well, we best be going.
Good night, Mike.
Yeah.
Vicky.
Bye.
Jazza, can you see Mike and Vicky out?
Aye, aye.
Bye all.
Yes, cold out tonight. He's going to be born in August, that Burns.
Oh, I'm pooped.
Oh, I'm not surprised. The amount of work you've put into tonight.
That was great.
Yeah, thanks. I think Jazza enjoyed it.
Food and drink and a chance to show off. Of course he did.
Oh, I'm sorry you couldn't eat the haggis, Emma.
Well, you know what it's like being pregnant.
Not really. And, oh, yeah, I should have thought about the tipsy lard pudding.
Oh, Harry, it's all right. I like the veg.
Yeah, and the shortbread. You ate most of the tin.
It?
I just didn't have time to make the clootie dumpling.
What?
It's a traditional steamed pudding cooked in a cloth.
Oh, look, Em, we better leave Harry to it and all.
Oh.
He's tired.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Would you like a hand clearing up?
Oh, no. Jazza can do it in the morning. It's not working.
Yeah, this is where the real party starts.
So, what's all this?
Yeah, I've been storing them in my room. Liquid refreshments.
What?
Twal stay, wouldn't you?
Jazz.
Come on, no. It's Burns night. You can't go. Wouldn't even know if they're glad rags on yet north of the border.
Em?
Yeah, I'm up for it. Why not? Will's got George all night.
Yay!
Good lassie. Cat shed.
Cheers, mate.
Who's that?
That'll be Kez and my mates for Borchester.
Borchester?
Aye, it's going to be an all-nighter of this. I tell Christopher and his pals, I know.
Oh, no.
And forget the tartan tunes for now. Find some proper dance music.
Jazza? Oh, no, I give up.
You might as well stay up all night, Harry, the amount of sleep you're going to be getting.
Yeah.
Come on in, my man.
There you go. Catch.
Cheers, Ed. Well, happy Burns night.
I'd best go now, Nick. I want to get to work before Vicky again this morning. Yeah, keep the upper hand. Oh, there's the door. I'll speak to you later then, love. Bye. Joe, I've warmed your socks up. Oh, Emma, this is a surprise.
Oh, nice one, I hope.
You look rough.
But turnips and shortbread, not a great combination.
Eh?
We were at Jazza's Burns night party last night. We stayed till gone one.
Really? Of course I knew about it, well, with William having George overnight. He's about to take them all to school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I've just had Nick on the phone, you see. She's got a recipe she wants to drop round.
Oh, yeah?
Her mum's cauliflower soup. Anyway, what did you want? Because I need to get on.
I just wondered how you're coping.
Fine. Thanks for asking.
Right. Because, if there's anything you need... Anything you need hand with, you know.
It's a bit late now, isn't it? It's when I had the plaster on I needed the help, Emma.
I was out earlier checking stuff, but Ruth does the milking.
After you, David.
Oh, thanks, Liz. Oh, you're already here.
Yes, there are things I needed to get on with.
And how are you today, Elizabeth?
Busy. I'd like to get started, if you don't mind.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay, then. You take that chair, Liz.
Are you sure?
Yep, I'll grab this one.
Thank you. Oh, how long have you been in?
I don't know, since about 6:30.
Elizabeth?
No, it's all right. And Kenton took the children to school before going to the Bull.
Oh, yeah, he's still doing the breakfast there, isn't he?
Yes, all week.
Right.
Sit down, then.
Oh, sorry.
I've been thinking about the spring.
Oh, yes.
Easter in particular.
Okay.
I'm already seeing hot cross buns in the bread aisles.
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
Nigel and I always did the leaflet for it the first week of January.
Right.
Luckily for us, Easter's late this year. So we've still plenty of time to finalise the details.
Yes, it is late. It falls on my sister's birthday. Elizabeth?
Sorry, where was I?
Are you sure you're all right to carry on, my dear?
You did have a pretty early start.
No, I'm fine, really. Sorry, now, we always have one main attraction, as you know, and smaller events tied to it, like extra falconry displays, and it's when we extend our opening hours, of course.
Yeah.
So what is there left to do?
Well, there are still some staff to book, but I'll do that.
All right.
And then it's double-checking things, really. The marquee hire in particular. We'd be lost without those.
Well, I can do that.
No, I'd rather Lewis did.
Oh.
All right.
You see, David, I feel your strengths lie with managing the estate.
Oh.
And I know you don't really like being cooped up in here.
I don't mind.
No, honestly, I need you out there. Don't you think, Lewis?
Oh, well, yes. It's where Nigel would have been now, planning for the spring.
Yeah, but what about the wedding? I can't hand that over, not at this stage.
No, I agree. It's best you carry on with that. And I so appreciate it.
Oh, it reminds me, I need to talk to Eileen about trays.
Trays?
Nothing. So, what would you like me to do?
Well, you can liaise with Jessica about the extra falconry displays for a start.
OK.
And Reg needs a hand with the rare breeds. As you know, Toby left last week, so he's on his own.
No problem.
He said the sheep need their feet seeing too, and that's more your kind of thing than mine.
Or mine.
Oh, and there's the quarterly meeting with Graham Ryder in 2 weeks' time. He and Nigel always had a checklist of jobs as long as your arm.
Oh, well, you should have said before.
Well, I'm only just getting my head round everything.
It's all right, Elizabeth. It sounds like a really good idea to me.
Yeah, listen, you're not to worry about the estate from now on. It's my department.
Ah, there we are. Last one in.
Ah, drats!
Everything all right out here?
Oh, that's the last tray loaded, and I've just gone and snagged my nail.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Let me have a look.
See? And my little finger there.
No, not your nail, the van.
Oh.
Well, I think Pat will be happy with it. What's these here?
Two trays of low-fat natural yoghurt for Underwoods.
I can see that, but what are they doing here?
What do you mean?
Well, they should be up the other end of the van.
Are you sure?
What's up there?
Oh, I can't remember. Here, you look at the list.
Oh, it weren't the mixed fruits for Ollerton stores, were it?
Oh, it sounds familiar.
Oh, Vicky, you've loaded the orders in the wrong way.
What do you mean?
I mean, whoever does the delivery has got to pull out all these front trays to reach the mixed fruits now.
Oh, I don't know how that's happened.
I don't know. Both Pat and Tony like to drop off to Ollerton first, get it out the way. They often has other things to do in Borchester after delivering to Underwoods.
But I was just following the list you gave. No.
Oh, yes, but... Oh, look, the number one down here. Mm. That don't mean the first tray you put in the van. No, it means the first tray to be delivered off of the van.
Well, that's not very logical.
It is when you know what you're doing. Well, you'll just have to unload it all and start again now.
Well, you could have explained that to me in the first place, Clary.
It's common sense.
Not to my thinking.
Well, the van can't go out like this.
Oh, will you help me then? But I need to file this nail first.
No, I can't. I'm in the middle of labelling.
Is everything all right?
Oh, Vicky's made a mistake loading the van.
Oh, dear.
The trays is all in the wrong order.
Well, it wasn't my fault. It's not a job I've done before, Pat.
No, it's a novice's error. She don't understand the system.
Well, did you explain it to her?
She misled me. I don't know what you mean.
Clary, can you come over to the cheese room and help me in there today, please?
Eh?
Well, just leave the list on the front seat in the van, Vicky. Tony's running the delivery. He'll sort it out.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Pat.
Oh, it doesn't matter, really. Come on, Clary. Vicky can manage, I'm sure, can't you, Vicky?
Oh, of course I can. I'll manage much better on my own.
Let me take the strain, Clary.
Right.
This'll be plenty for the amount we're making today.
Dorchester Blue or Sterling Gold?
Sterling Gold. This is the Guernsey milk.
Right.
Mike brought it over first thing. There. I got it, Clary.
Oh. Ta. Is it selling well?
Yeah. There's been a steady rise after that rather uncertain start with Oliver. Mm-hmm. Helen makes a decent profit on it.
Good.
Now we turn the Bain-Marie on low, so...
OK.
We're aiming to heat it up really slowly.
To what degree?
Well, we hold it at 30, then we add the starter culture. I brought a cheese out of the cold room for us to sample if you'd like.
Yeah, all right.
It'll remind us of the flavour we're aiming for.
My lot likes cheddar.
Fair enough. Speciality cheeses can be pricey. Though raw milk ones are becoming more popular.
Here we are. Oh, ta.
It's a very subtle taste, really.
Hmm. And you think I'm up to doing it?
Oh, you'll get the hang of it, don't you worry. And it'll be so useful to have you trained up while Helen's on leave.
And how long will that be for?
Depends on when she's ready to come back. At the moment, she doesn't want to let Henry out of her sight. He's a little angel, honestly. And the midwife was very happy with them both yesterday. Of course, Helen's still trying to establish a routine. And Tony's relishing every second before she takes Henry back to the flat.
And what does Kathy think to him?
You know, I'm quite surprised, but she hasn't been over yet. Not even for coffee.
Oh.
Still, we'll see her tomorrow night for supper. Do you want another taste?
No, Tom.
I think I will.
I wouldn't ever want to give up making the yoghurt.
Well, no.
Just so as we're clear.
I can manage the cheese on my own, but it's quicker with two, that's all.
As long as this don't become a regular thing. I like working with Susan. See, we're a good team.
Oh, yes, I know. And you'll be back with her soon enough when Vicky's gone.
When Vicky's...
Well, I only asked her to stay on this week so you can ease yourself back in. I thought you'd want to learn a new skill.
This week? So she won't be here after the weekend?
Vicky? Oh, no.
Ah!
In fact, I thought it'd be nice to have a farewell tea for her on Friday afternoon.
Oh, what a nice idea. And I'll make the cake.
Okay, Ruth. Yep. Okay, look, love, I need to get on now. All right. Bye.
Cup of tea?
Oh, great, Lewis. Oh, God, I can't feel my hands.
Is everything all right with Ruth?
Yeah. Well... You know, she's holding the fort. One of the ewes prolapsed.
Oh.
It's okay, she's done a truss.
Oh, good. A cup of tea, Reg. I'll put it down here. This is taking its toll on your family life, isn't it, David?
Oh, well, needs must. And Ruth understands. Yeah, I tell you, it's the right move, me coming out here to help Reg. The poor guy's knackered. We've begun replacing some of the fencing around this lot.
Nigel always said the Tamworths were keen escape artists.
Yeah, they are. He's got a bit behind on his jobs without Toby, but he doesn't want to be seen not to be coping, you know, for Elizabeth's sake.
Oh, dear.
Jill, I never realised how much Nigel helped with the rare breeds.
Oh, he loved the animals. He was always out helping with Cranford Crystal, feeding and grooming her, and his own horse, of course.
Yeah.
Toby's replacement's not starting for 3 weeks yet, you see.
Oh, well, I'm glad to be of use.
What are you talking about? You've been an absolute stalwart in the office this past couple of weeks.
Oh, I muddle through. Oh, could you please tell Elizabeth that I sorted out the food fads... Sorry, dietary requirements of this orchestra at the end of the week?
Yes, will do.
A vegan piccolo player and a trombonist with a nut allergy. Oh, it's a relief to be out here, I can tell you. At least I don't have to be on my best behaviour with this lot.
Well, you're doing Elizabeth a big favour.
I have to.
How did you find her this morning?
Strung out.
Why did this have to happen, David? Why? It's senseless. Nigel was completely devoted to Elizabeth, and now here she is, trying to cope without him. It's one hell of a task she's got.
I know.
One she's nowhere near ready to handle. She shouldn't even be attempting work full-time, in my opinion. She's far too fragile.
See my blue file, Mum?
No, sorry.
Oh, it must be in my room. I can go to the supermarket after college if we need anything.
That's thoughtful of you, Pip, but Shula's going for us tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Thanks anyway. Did I say I'd take you in today?
No, Lucan's giving me a lift. He's going into Borchester for his dad.
Oh, good.
He's picking me up at the end of the drive.
Oh, remember Helen's bringing Henry round this afternoon.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him.
Well, I better go and see if your dad wants to come in for this cup of tea. I don't think he's had any breakfast yet.
Oh, poor dad.
Yes, Mrs. Barrington Hughes, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you, but our housekeeper's looking into it, I promise. Yes, of course. Right, bye for now.
What now?
Hold on. Oh, Mrs. Barrington Hughes, she wants to know if we found a bigger silver tray for the cake.
What?
For the wedding. I did remember to ask Eileen yesterday morning, and she said she'd have a look in the pantry.
And...
Well, I meant to check with her before I left at the end of the day.
But you forgot.
Do you know how much mind-numbing trivia I am holding in my head at the moment?
Okay.
That woman has got an unerring instinct for phoning me just when I'm about to start a job, trying to get this damn yard scraped.
I was going to suggest you join me for breakfast.
No, I can't stop. Anyway, I had the remains of that pizza while you were milking.
What? Cold?
I didn't have time to heat it up. And I've still got the calves to do before I go and help Reg.
Reg?
Yeah, we're drenching the Gloucester heifers this morning.
I thought you were in the office.
No, Elizabeth's asked me to take over Nigel's outdoor work, and that includes the rare breeds.
Ah, oh, great.
Well, I can't let her down, Ruth.
No.
I'll do the feed mix for the cows before I go.
Thanks. So you'll be out until...
I can't say. There's an awful lot to do.
Right.
A couple of the heifers were limping.
Yeah, and I could do with a hand today, getting them in the crush.
No, I meant at Lower Loxley.
So you can see to them, but not to ours.
Oh, come on, Eddie will give you a hand.
Eddie's at the market.
Ruth, you'll think of something.
I'll have to. I'll phone Brian. Helen's bringing the baby round this afternoon.
Great, well, he'll be around for a few years. I'm sure I'll catch up with him by the time he's 12.
See you later.
Oh, bye, Pim.
Bye, love.
Have you asked how her exams went on Monday?
When have I had the time? Yeah, I'll ask her.
Good. Anyway, there's a cup of tea for you inside.
Right.
Oh, had I better bring it out?
Yes, please.
Oh, Pip says she'd like a meal on her birthday with the whole extended family.
Great, good. I can't really think that far ahead.
It's only 3 weeks.
Well, it's a smashing idea anyway.
I thought so.
Yeah, it'd be nice if she invited Lewis.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll want to. It would be good for the whole family to have a happy gathering to look forward to after the funeral.
Well now, who have we got in here?
Hello, Eddie.
Ah, I've heard how gorgeous he was from Clary.
Oh, he's good as gold.
You wait till he's a teenager.
Give him a chance.
These will be the best years before he can answer you back.
Oh, he answers back already, believe me.
Ah, he must feel real dead safe in there, wrapped up all cosy. Been showing him off round the village, have you?
No, Eddie, we needed the air.
Well, you don't want to be hanging round outside with him. The sun will be down in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Mum said Clary's picking up the cheesemaking very well. I'll be out of a job at this rate.
Oh, yeah, she was only too happy to help. Well, it's another string to her bow, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, excuse me while I get this down, me.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm on my way to Brookfield for milking, see? I needed a chocolate bar to keep me going.
Oh, that's where we're going now. Ruth wants to meet Henry. Uh-huh, and here's my lift.
Oh, he's so cute, Helen.
Well, we should see the amount of stuff he needs as well.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I've said to Dad to pick us up at 5. Is that all right?
Of course.
Promise Mum I'd give her a hand with supper. I've got Kathy coming.
Oh, that's nice. Sit down. Oh. Oh. So when did you fetch this little one home?
Monday.
Oh. And are you healing up all right?
Oh, yeah. Though I'm taking things gently. Mum and Dad carry him up and downstairs for me.
Well, it'll take time. Mm. Has the midwife been out?
She came to see us on Tuesday, but we've transferred to the health visitor now, so...
Ruth, can you come? Two of the baby calves are coughing.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Helen. I'm going to have to go for a bit.
I'll take Henry.
Oh, there you go. Thanks. Yeah. Make yourself at home. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Okay.
Let's see how hot this one is.
I was crossing the yard when I heard them. I was worried it could be virus pneumonia.
106.
Ooh, both eye then.
Yeah.
Well, Alistair's on his way.
Yeah, we don't want to hang about though, or the whole group could go down.
I know.
Thank goodness you were here, Eddie.
I'm surprised David never noticed they were off colour this morning.
Well, that doesn't matter now. Look, can you go and start milking, please? I'll stay here and sort this out.
They've been out there about half an hour now.
Oh, I see.
I've made some tea.
Oh, thanks. I'll get a mug. So,
Eddie said they were coughing.
I'm afraid that's all I know, Pip.
It can be serious if it spreads to the other calves.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, this house is mad at the moment. Dad's at Lower Loxley every day.
Do you want to go and see what's happening?
No, it's okay. Mum will fill me in. Besides, I want to hold Henry.
Oh, of course. He loves going to people. You are. Oh. There we go. I'll pour your tea.
Helen, he is so cute. Hi, Henry.
He woke up, so I took him out of his sling.
He's got such a smiley face.
I know. He really cheers people up.
Has Elizabeth seen him?
Hmm. Well, I'd like to take him soon.
Well, you said he cheers people up. You must go.
Yeah, I will. So, it's your 18th next month, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always remember because Dad's birthday is the day before.
Oh, yes, of course.
So, what have you got planned for your birthday?
I'm going on a long weekend to Barcelona, but not till the Easter holidays.
Oh, how fabulous. On your own?
With some YFC friends and Izzy and Gary.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Yeah.
I've managed to find a good deal to Salzburg for Dad's birthday.
Oh, great.
Yeah. My folks have been so brilliant over this little one. I deserve a holiday. It took some persuading, but with him just out of hospital, they think I won't cope. But I've got Ian, Kirsty and Brent to help. So I'm sure we could manage one tiny baby between us, can't we, Henry?
Do you want to go back to Mummy now?
Oh, there we are.
So is Tom looking after the farm while they're away?
Yeah, it's only for a few days.
Ah, Mum!
Hi. Oh, your dad's come, Helen.
Oh, OK. Can you hold Henry, please, and I'll just put my coat on?
Of course. Come on, Henry. Oh, I'm so sorry. I haven't spent any time with you both, and you came over specially.
Well, we'll visit again.
You must, when we're not so busy.
It wasn't your fault.
Do you need a hand with this sling?
No, he'll be going in the car seat. I'll just put his snug suit on.
Oh, it's so dinky.
It's best we do it on the table, actually.
OK.
It's easier to control what's happening this way. Come on, little wriggler. One leg in.
So, what about the calves, Mum? Are they all right?
No, they are. Alistair isolated them and gave them antibiotics. They must have been in a draught.
What were their temperatures?
Both 106.
Oh, gosh.
With your arms. They'll be okay, Pip, don't worry.
Oh, he likes his little suit.
Yeah.
I had a good long cuddle, Mum.
I'm jealous.
She's great with him.
Oh, he's a strong little chap. Look at those fists.
Well, as long as he doesn't grow up to be a boxer. I'll never know what his dad did, of course.
No.
Up you come.
Here, I'll take the bag and open the door.
Oh, thanks, Pip.
It was lovely of you to bring him round, Helen.
Oh, I want to socialise him. Make him sound like a puppy. But bye then. I can take the bag, Pip. Oh, you pour your mum a cup of tea.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, look. His granddad.
See you. Us. Honestly, there's been a gap in the cladding for ages. And your dad should have repaired it. It's not good enough.
Be fair, Mum. He's got a lot on his plate.
And he's not the only one. I'm pretty stretched myself.
Mum.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pip. I didn't mean to snap.
It's okay. You're under pressure too.
We all are.
I've just seen Eddie. He told me about the calves.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Pip.
Alistair's been. They'll be all right. It hasn't spread to the others.
Oh, thank God.
They'd been in a draft, David.
I've been meaning to repair that gap in the shed.
You can't do everything.
I'll get out and do it.
Dad.
There's no urgent need now. Eddie and I have moved the rest of them. They're warm and dry.
Oh, OK, thanks. It was a slip-up. I won't let it happen again.
Oh, whatever.
I did look in on them this morning. They seemed OK.
But there's been an east wind all day. I'm just glad Eddie was on the ball.
Yeah. Let me sit down. Oh, so tired.
Me too. I promised Josh a hand with his homework.
Oh. How were the exams on Monday, Pip?
Shh, Dad.
No, I've been meaning to ask you.
It's okay.
Thank you.
You could do with crashing out.
If I put my head down now, I'll sleep for a week.
Oh, I knew that gap needed fixing. I'd never normally leave something like that.
You're doing two jobs, Dad.
Oh, God, that reminds me. I've got to track down a new pianist for the wedding.
That can wait.
They rang just as I was leaving. I'm not sure where to begin.
Well, I'd help you. But I'm not exactly a professional musician.
I need to do the evening stock check after supper as well.
Leave that to me, Dad. You should rest.
David?
Oh, hi, love.
Have you gone completely mad?
I told you I'd repair the calf shed.
Oh, at 5:15 in the morning, in the dark.
Oh, the yard lights are enough.
How long have you been up?
Does it matter? I've been thinking about Pip's birthday.
What are you on?
A car. Perfect present for her if she passes her test next week, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, she deserves it. It'll give her independence. And she won't have to rely on us for lifts anymore. Oh, God, do you see where that screw went?
Eddie would have done this for you.
It's my responsibility.
Ah, yeah.
So, and I'll be checking the stock very carefully before I go.
Right. Shall I make you a bacon butty before I start milking?
Oh, would you?
Of course. So, how was yesterday anyway? I never asked.
Yeah, got a lot done. Reg and I think in the same way. Just wish this wretched wedding wasn't hanging over me like the sword of Damocles. Still haven't tracked down a tray. Has to be antique silver. There wasn't one in the pantry. Eileen thinks there might be one in the storeroom.
Oh, enough already. I'll go and fry the bacon.
That was delicious, Kenton.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
And please pass on my compliments to Jolene.
I will indeed.
It was much more than I'd usually eat for breakfast.
Me too.
Well, it's all helping the bull.
And shouldn't you be helping Jolene in the kitchen?
Yeah, in a minute. I wanted to nip out and say hi. Do you know, we've had a good laugh this week. She's got this really easy manner, but she always gets things done.
Well, that's like you.
Has it gone well?
Well, you know, steady, you know. Sunday was our busiest morning. Elizabeth brought the children.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was very sweet with them. Molly Button offered Freddie the flake from a hot chocolate.
Oh.
I saw David before I came away this morning, looking dreadful.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, he's completely driven. And he's like a terrier with a bone over this wedding. He growls whenever me or Lewis try to go near it, and we're only trying to lighten his load.
I really don't want to have to worry about David as well as Elizabeth.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I'm keeping an eye on Elizabeth. But she seems hell-bent on running herself into the ground.
I thought so.
I mean, we're doing our best, but she's in the office all hours. And Lewis, he's an old guy, you know. He's already doing more than he should.
And she's carrying the children as well.
Yeah. Oh, more punters. I better fetch Fallon and then get back to my saucy sausages.
What are they when they're at home?
Well, sausages with nothing on except sauce. Oh. They're on the children's menu. Okay, well, I'll see you.
Bye, dear.
Yeah, bye. Well, I thought Elizabeth looked terrible yesterday, didn't you, Mum?
Yes. Her skin looks grey.
I mentioned the idea of getting a manager in again, but she won't hear of it.
No. So I suppose everything's up in the air until the trustees meet.
No! So? What's up? So what are you doing in here?
Trays.
Trays?
I've been through all the boxes on that side of the room. Let's see if they're in this one.
Oh, God. This was where Nigel kept all his childhood memorabilia. Oh, it's at the stuff in the toy gallery. What trays exactly?
Wedding cake trays. And I've got to find a new pianist for the ceremony.
Oh.
Yeah, he cancelled.
Oh, dear.
Right, what's in this tea chest?
Look, you know, I could still help you out with this gig.
No!
Okay.
I don't believe it! Trays! Hallelujah!
Yeah. Yeah, steady on, mate.
Oh! Damn, I haven't got a tape measure. Have you got a tape measure, Kenton?
Well, not on me, no.
Do you think a 50-centimetre cake will fit on this?
Well, square or round?
What?
Well,
Could be either, couldn't it? You know, some brides, they go for a traditional round one. Others, they like to have a...
Square?
Yeah.
It can't be square. In my head, it's always been round.
Yeah, but surely you thought...
The stupid woman never said!
Yeah, but what, did you ask her?
No!
Oh, look, I'm sorry, Dave, you should have. I mean, you can't plan a wedding on a wing and a prayer.
I'm doing my best, all right, but I'm not a flaming wedding planner. I'm a farmer. I do farming.
Yeah, OK.
I do farming.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I'm out of my depth, all right?
No, no. All right, yeah. But you're doing a fantastic job.
I've got to get it right.
Yeah, I know. For Elizabeth.
For Nigel.
Nigel loved the view from this window seat.
It is beautiful.
Look out there, Mum. Tell me what you can see.
Well, the grounds, the shop, the orangery and the gallery.
I tell you what I see when I look out of here, shall I? Responsibilities. People dependent on me for their livelihoods. I've got to keep work coming in to Lower Loxley.
Freddie and Lily depend on you as well. And they're more important than work.
I can't just stop.
You could if you got a manager in, just for a few weeks.
You've been talking to Shula.
Of course I've been talking to Shula. You're all we talk about. You're all I think about. You and the children... Poor Nigel. Sorry.
Mum, it's all right. I know you've got my best interests at heart, but the thought of explaining the business to someone from scratch, I simply can't face it, Mum.
They'd be professional, though.
It's easier to do it myself.
Sometimes you have to let go, darling.
I don't want...
What?
I don't want to work alongside a stranger. I don't want a stranger sitting in Nigel's chair.
Oh, darling.
Mum, keeping busy, it's what's holding me together.
Hello. Lewis told me you were...
Helen!
Oh, and you brought the baby.
Hey, Dave, look what I found.
What? Oh.
Nigel's old gorilla suit. Oh, it looks a bit creepy now.
He wore it on his stag night. He was told it was fancy dress, but that was a joke. And he was the only one in costume.
Well, I expect Elizabeth made him banish it up here, huh? Casting off his childish things.
Yeah, except he never really grew up, did he?
That's what I loved about him. Always kept that sense of wonder about everything.
Yeah.
He was never cynical or world-weary.
No.
Do you know, when I was in the Merchant Navy, for some reason, guys always wanted me to plan their stag nights.
Can't think why.
Well, they're a good part of our business at Jack's, you know, especially at weekends.
How do you stand it?
You know, it's my world, just as the estate is your world. And Elizabeth told me it's a huge weight off her mind, you know. You taking that over?
Did she?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. One end of us got stubby him from another. I mean, nor does Lewis. If I were you, I would concentrate on getting that right for Nigel.
As opposed to the wedding?
Well, it's boring, really, isn't it? You know, just going through a checklist. Any fool can do that.
I can't. I thought I could. I thought it'd be... Well, if not easy, at least logical. And then I encountered the mother of the bride.
Yeah. Four words to send a shiver down the spine.
Yeah. I go to sleep dreaming of confetti and different shades of white. And I haven't even begun to think about how to act the host yet. I'm just at the stage where I want to throw dung at everyone.
Yeah, now that I would pay to see.
You know when a footballer wears a suit and you just want to say, no, mate, it's all wrong, go and put your strip on. That's how I feel. I'm the wrong fit. Whereas you...
What are you saying, Dave?
You should MC it, not me. It's obvious.
Oh, you don't know how happy I am to hear you say that.
You do it much better than me, you old charmer. And I'm sorry I bit your head off.
Oh, no, forget it. It's the right decision and it takes a big man to see it. Oh, there's the orchestra starting up again. Hey, one of their musicians is mad to know a pianist. Yeah, I'll sweet talk them over lunch.
You see, it's to the manor born with you, all this.
Well, you let Lewis and me handle the stupid wedding, eh? Now, all of it, not just the emceeing. Elizabeth won't think any the worse of you.
Oh, it's my phone. Oh, God. Hello, Mrs. Barrington Hughes. Uh-huh. Oh, I see. We're back to the original cake size now. No, no, that's absolutely no problem. While I've got you, can I pass you over to my boss, Kenton? Yep, he's the man in overall charge next Tuesday, so he'll be taking command from now on. Yes. Well, it's been a pleasure working with you two. Thank you. Yep. Goodbye.
Cometh the hour, cometh the man. Mrs. Barrington Hughes, Kenton Archer at your service.
I'm afraid they only had the four-pack in that flavour, Mum. No individual ones.
Typical. Supermarkets don't like people to live on their own, do they? Thanks for getting them anyway, darling.
Well, I was there for Ruth, wasn't I?
Will you stay and have a coffee? I've done some baking.
Oh, go on then.
Good. It's only rock cakes, but I know Freddy likes them. So I took some with me this morning. How was Ruth when you dropped off the shopping?
Oh, she's run ragged. Brian was feeding the ewes for her.
Well, that's something.
Oh, she's so on edge, Mum, trying to hold things together. And she's worried David's spreading himself too thin.
Well, that's obvious. He was fast asleep in his chair when I went round last night with the shepherd's pie.
She told me he's started making mistakes on the farm.
Oh, no.
But he won't let up.
Neither will Elizabeth. She can't just plough on like this, surely. She's got a weak heart.
Takes me back to when Freddie and Lily were tiny.
Yeah?
Nigel was so careful with them.
I hope this wasn't a bad time to call.
Oh, no, don't worry. I was only having a coffee with Mum before I start back. Would you like another drink?
No, I'm fine.
Do you think Nigel would have called him Hooray Henry?
I don't think he could have resisted.
Something he used to do with Lily and Freddie, I remember, was stroke their top lips very gently, and it always made them open their mouths.
Oh, well, try it.
All right. Yes, look.
He probably thinks it's mealtime now.
Oh, he'll change your life forever, Helen.
That's why I wanted him.
I'll keep him safe. Yes, Henry. Aren't you amazing?
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.